Blog Talk Radio.
You have been welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes, folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you'll see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight, I have Ann back as a special guest, and I'm having problems with the studio. And Ann, I trust you can hear me. What I'm going to do is ask you to call, to hang up, and I'm going to call you via the studio, which is something I've never done before, but there's a little icon that shows me that I can do that. So I will call you, and hopefully we'll have a direct connection that way. So, Ann, thank you for being patient. And callers, thank you for your patience. I will be calling you directly. Hold on, callers. I'm calling Ann. Well, we seem to be having technical difficulties. Huh. All right. There's more than one way to skin a cat. Hold on, folks. I'm going to get on one way or the other. Have no fears. I'm going to play a song while I do that. It's my favorite song by my favorite artist, New Age artist, Jennifer Farron, and it's called Throw It All Away. So here we go, Jennifer Farron. Part of a song by Jennifer Farron called Throw It All Away. And now I'm wondering, Ann, can you hear me?
I can hear you, finally.
Oh, praise God. Okay, let me turn up the volume. We are hooked into the studio, and I'm noticing something very interesting. that there are question marks next to certain callers and there's not next to other ones. And you had a question mark. So I don't know if that means there's some problem with the connection for those folks or what, but we are going to have a show because of the duty of Facebook. Thank you, Facebook. I'm patched through to the studio on my cell phone. I didn't know if my regular phone would work. So I'm going to just hold the mouthpiece of the cell phone to the speaker on the computer. And if I sound scattered, it's not because I'm necessarily anxious, although I'm sure that plays into it. I'm just tired. So anyhow, we were going to talk a little bit about spiritual journeys, trusting the process, spiritual experience. And so you were talking about connection, actually, is how you had put it to me, was connecting and being able to trust the spiritual process and path. And if that's resonating for you and you want to speak a little bit about that, I'm going to give you a moment to think about that. In the meantime, I'm going to read your bio, which I neglected to do because I was so anxious to see if we had a connection. So, folks, I'm going to tell you about Anne's background, and I'm going to give you her website, so please have your pens and pieces of paper ready for that. As always, it's a pleasure to welcome you back, Anne. And Anne is actually a Magi walk-in from the multiverse, and I will explain a little bit about what that is. She stepped into this human existence to relieve another soul who you may have known as Jesse Anne Nichols George, and she now inhabits Jesse's body. For those of you that do not know what a walk-in is, I suggest you Google it. It's a very rare phenomenon, but it does happen. So Anne is still known by Jesse's name, though she does call herself Anne, and they are part of the same Magi team. Now, we're talking spirituality here, folks, so spiritual in the spiritual realm. They worked to assist people in living compassionately, wisely, and harmoniously. Their work helps people to be connected of their wholeness and how they are existing. Together, Jesse and Anne have created 7 books on their own. Jesse was also a collaborator on the bestseller book Embraced by the Divine. She hosted her own international radio show, The Code Connection, for 5 years, and created the Genesis Clearing Statement. Anne focuses on carrying out the code journey work by producing a new edition of the book by that title each year, which is to guide people in how to maneuver life on Earth. It's a remarkable book, and I suggest that you look into that. In fact, I'll have Anne tell you a little bit about that as soon as I finish reading her biography. Now, Anne is a coding interpreter, and through that, she helps people understand the flow of their energy in this world and how to bring that into divine alignment. Her work uses almost 39 years of experience teaching and working with clients, as well as blending Eastern and Western philosophies through over 50 different modalities. Anne's human self is a 13-plus generation spiritual healer, energy tuner, spiritual and wellness coach. She is also a 13th plus generation druidic practitioner, honoring and appreciating the harmony of all things and working with the natural cycles of life. This bloodline history includes everything from freedom fighters like George Washington, a lead translator and a Hebrew scholar involved in the original translations of the Bible, a 4-star general in the Air Force, royalty, Apache and Cherokee Indian, European farming, and many of the Celtic and Northern European influences, as well as a bit of Norse energy. As a Magi, Anne works with all starseeds, soul groupings, and existences. And if you are confused by any of that, I suggest you go back and search the archives of May of last year, and you will find a couple of shows that speak to how I came into being in Jesse's body. So we have some callers on the line, and Ann will talk to a couple of you to do some code work, but it will be just a snapshot of the work that she does do. Prior to Ann's inhabiting Jesse's body, Jesse did a remarkable code work on me. It was probably 30 or more pages long. And then Ann further assisted me a year or two ago and did a very fine analysis of things in my present relationship that blew me away, because everything that she spoke to about my spouse and everything that she spoke to about our relationship, and all she knew was that we were having some problems, everything resonated. Everything was spot on true. So I think that's something that would be very interesting to you folks if you want to delve more into yourself and your background and your influences and things like places where you might be best suited to live, work you might be best suited to do. All kinds of different things can come up in the code work that Ann does as a coding interpreter. So getting back to you, Ann. Oh, by the way, her website is on the World Wide Web. It is simply CompassionCodes.com. CompassionCodes.com. That's all one word. So, Ann, how are you?
I'm doing well, David. Thank you. And I was actually just getting some feedback. I think there are some other people having trouble listening in on the call. So there may be some heads up for people that called in on the phone. And I have somebody Jackie's actually checking on that for us.
Okay.
And so she's going to try to call in until she can get in, because all she was getting was music. So there might be something going on.
Oh.
Okay, she said she's on and she's listening. So you're right. It has something to do with the people who press to get into your host queue, the question mark people, I think, is what the challenge was tonight. But I'm doing well, actually. And it's really interesting, David, when we first talked, you said, hey, can you come on and do a show for me again? And, of course, I always love coming on your show because you're just such a great host. And, you know, it's always a pleasure to be on your show. And we were talking and we picked this topic tonight of, you know, how to trust the spiritual path. How do we just kind of hang in there on that path and let that keep guiding us? And since we kind of set this up, I've just had so many things going down in my life. And it's funny because, you know, I kind of connected this topic to things that were happening in the codes right now. And I thought, wow, this is really, you know, going to be a big thing because of this transformation. Well, I didn't know how big until about a week and a half ago, maybe. About a week and a half ago. And I suddenly, in having all, just like everybody else, you know, it doesn't matter how long you're on your path in life, but just like everybody else, I suddenly had all of these unexpected twists and turns and changes being thrown at me that are testing me for my own connection right now, my own ability to trust and to have faith on my path and my codes. And, you know, they've never let me down. They're always right. These are the pieces that I think are amazing, and I thought, wow, this is so perfect, and I know Jackie's been listening to me, you know, go through this experience. Thank God for her. I had a shoulder to lean on during the day I was in shock. But it was really, you know, it's really an interesting thing. I kind of got this message and this news that I'm pretty much going to have to leave where I'm living. And the interesting thing about this is I came into this place because actually the codes were quite favorable for me. And I came in here about 2.5 years ago, to where the space that I'm living in now. And, you know, so many things got better, but I have this one piece in my code patterns that challenges my health and really is a spiritual journey piece, to say the least, because it can challenge all of your physical aspects. And the interesting thing is, since I've been in here, I've had these really odd health things come up, like not like sickness, but just odd things like swelling or inflammation in my body or, but you know, all different kinds of things in there. And so it's just, it's been kind of an interesting process to watch this happen. And then to have this go down like a week and a half ago where it's like all of a sudden, okay, now you're pretty much going to have to move, because basically I was informed that my rent was going to go up by 25%.
Oh, no.
And I think that they were waiting until after the eviction, you know, restrictions were lifted. I don't know exactly. The information I got from my landlords just doesn't seem to match with reality for me. And they are nice people, you know, like I'm not here to bash my landlords, because they're nice people and they have good hearts. And I know that. But at the same time, I've watched a lot of poor choices. And even in this place, like, they didn't give me a heads up that there was going to be some work done here, and it actually led to a nervous breakdown. Like my nerves literally went shot. My mind was fine, my emotions were fine, but my nerves became like totally shot. And so in that process, I actually had to leave for a few days from my place, and I kept feeling like, you know, these things are going on, and I'm like, oh, why am I being pushed out of the space that I'm coded to? And the reason I'm sharing this story is because sometimes even when we have a lot of things in our favor and we have a lot of things that are with us, we still can't control what somebody else chooses to do. And so I've been watching this ongoing thing of what I would call poor choices, maybe some lack in integrity, maybe just not operating with a, you know, a strong consciousness coming through where I live here. And it's had to do with new people coming into the business where they have their business right under where I live. It's had to do with, like I said, not being informed of work that was going to be done, and just at 6 o'clock in the morning having people basically almost outside my door tearing up the parking lot, tearing down trees, and I'm very sensitive when trees go down. So all of these things. And then in the process of all this thing of being informed that my rent is going to go up and so on and so forth, I, you know, and what they're offering would still be very fair in this area if you just look at it on a scale of what other things run in the area, but it's still, you know, it's a huge increase for me. And then they're telling me they're going to have all this construction that they're going to be doing around here. And so, you know, I'm kind of realizing I don't think I can stay here anymore because it's just not going to serve my physical body, you know. And outside of them, even, there's just been a lot of increase in noise from the street and things like that. So I'm sharing this because even people who have been on their path for a long, long time, like myself, who have a lot of wisdom, who have a lot of knowledge to work with, who can, you can even put a lot of things in alignment, but sometimes things are going to still come along and shake you up a little bit. And sometimes things are going to come along again that you cannot control the choices of other people, and you're going to be put in that position, like I come into this position, of deciding, am I going to stay in a place that is no longer supporting me on certain levels where I need the physical components? And we can't ignore that in the spiritual process. And if I stay in that environment, then I'm also nourishing, by paying rent here, a lack of integrity, which is not really something that I can support and contribute, because that's going to be damaging to me. Or I have to take a leap of faith and leave the space and I hope that something else is going to come up for me. So you can see how this is leading to the point where so many times on our spiritual path, we really do not know what we're going to go into sometimes. Sometimes that upheaval is just going to come. And it's not really, you know, like in my situation, yeah, it's sort of in my control, but it's not totally in my control either. And sometimes you get put in these hard decision spaces and you have to make tough choices on things. But when I sit with it, it's like, okay, I cannot put my physical self through this, so I have to take this leap of faith. I have to take this knowing in my codes and trust the path that is saying it's time to leave this space. It's time to go into something that's perhaps even more favorably coded or to look at some other opportunities. And, you know, the funny thing is we always create these situations, right, David, because we... you know, like we could sit, I could sit here and be saying, oh, the noise is just getting to me. This is just, the environment is not very healthy for me. And, you know, and as I'm sitting there saying that, what am I doing? I'm creating circumstances to toss me out. You know, that's part of how the energy works. And so in this process now, I'm sitting in a place where I'm going to have to trust that the right thing is going to come up because I actually have very little time to work with. My rent is now paid until August 15th, and come August 15th, I was going to go on the road and tour and do some traveling anyways and do some promotion of the Code Journey book out there, which is really, really exciting. I'm going to be all around the U.S. In different parts of the country, in North Carolina, in Durango, Colorado, in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, in New Jersey, so there's probably Pennsylvania. So there's going to be a variety of places I'm going to go.
Wow.
But I'm leaving here, tossing everything in the vehicle, and it's bringing up all these triggers for my human self. From when Jesse said there's so many parallels, so many triggers from when she was basically tossed out of her house back in, you know, many years ago when she was living in Utah. And moved into the vehicle with Ellie. And it's very interesting that all of this is coming up right in the same time frame when she met Ellie. And so there's all of these beautiful and interesting and strange connections that are going on. But it is my connection to my, you know, the relationship between my human self and my soul self that is seeing me through this. It's the knowing that the codes are not going to lead me wrong. And in this process, it's opened up this whole beautiful aspect that is allowing me to look at different possibilities. It's saying, look, if you really get down and look hardcore at some of this information, you don't have to just look at one or two towns. You have like 15 towns that you could look at to live in. And so that's also exciting, but I'm going to be hitting the road and not knowing where I'm coming back to unless something just falls into place in the next couple of weeks here. You know, I'm not even completely sure where I'm going to be when I come back into Maine. I'm going to come back into Maine for winter and do that. But I have complete faith that all of this is happening to move me into an environment that is going to support and nourish the Code Journey work that much more. Because it's now no longer about just having a roof over my head. It's about having the right environment to work in and to continue to grow the work. So if I have faith in my codes, if I have faith in what's happening, if I have faith in knowing that by standing in integrity and not nourishing those who are out of integrity, then I know I'm going to land in a better place than what I'm in right now. So I'm going to take a breather. I threw a whole lot of information out.
Well, you have, and God bless you. That's all I can say. I don't envy you for your situation. And you talk about it in such a manner that I'm not hearing very much, if any, anxiety in your voice. So I, you know, I wish you the best, and I agree with a lot of the principles that you stated, because we do get handed situations that are meant for our growing, and sometimes they come in very unpleasant forms or very unexpected forms, and it's up to us to trust the process. And when you talked about faith, I also heard you use the word knowing. I once asked a spiritual teacher, which was the greater of the two? Was it faith or knowledge? And she said knowledge. And faith is almost an assumption, whereas knowledge is a given. And we all do have access to that inner knowing that faith can be a vehicle toward. I don't know if I'm expressing myself well. I have to just digress for a minute and let you know what's going on here, Jesse. Sorry about that. Oh, old habits die hard. Everybody in the studio has disappeared one by one. A bunch of them just popped off the screen all at once. There's one lone soul remaining, and I'd like to see if we have access to that person. If we don't, I would suggest that we save the show. Well, we have two options. We can either proceed with the show knowing that it will strictly be heard on podcast form, and that we'll go for the next half hour as a dialogue talk show type of thing instead of involving callers, if we can't reach the one person, or we can do it at another point in time when it's convenient for you. Let me just try and see if I can access this caller, though. There's a question mark next to it, and there had been to you, so I suspect not. So area code 347, don't worry if I can't hear you or respond to what you might be saying. I'm just checking to see if indeed there is an opportunity to dialogue with you. Okay, area code 347, can you say something and let me see if I can hear you? All right, we're not able to, but I trust that you're able to hear us, because otherwise I don't think you'd still be hanging on the line. So thank you.
Jackie says she's listening, but I think there may have been something going on in the phone queue, but I know the live, if somebody's listening, like from the webpage or something,
yeah,
they can hear it.
All right. So shall we go ahead then with the show?
Let's do that.
All right. Very good. All right. So what's my first question for you? Well, of course, I wish you well and all good things, and I trust that there's a reason for what's happened to for you, as there are for other people that are in very uncertain times. You know, I was watching the news, which I don't generally do, but, of course, one of the big concerns has to deal with that building collapse down in Sunrise, Florida, I believe is the name of the place. And talk about dark nights of the soul or complete changes to a picture and all the not knowings on whether or not there are any survivors left and what that puts the families through. We are tested in different ways, that's for sure. And life can change on a dime. When we think about that, it makes your situation less dire by a long shot. But it makes me look back at times in my life when I had complete unraveling going on, and I can look back in two ways and be grateful. One is that I didn't have my house collapse on me. And secondly, I survived, and I learned a lot of lessons about faith. And you use the word faith, And I'm going to just use that as a springboard to where you want to go with this walk in faith, with this trusting the spiritual process that we were getting into.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I really find, David, that I think when we have faith and knowledge hand in hand, and they work as a partnership, that that's a really powerful combination, because the faith piece, as you mentioned, that's not necessarily the knowing. It is a hope. It's a desire. But that desire is also the springboard for anything to be created.
Mm.
And it is the trust. Faith is really beyond just a hope. It's trust. It's trust in the divine. It's a letting go. It's a it's really kind of a form of knowing, but it's not fully in that knowing, I would say. But it's trusting that everything's going to come out okay when you can't see how. And I think that's a big thing that a lot of people are dealing with right now, is somewhere inside of them, they feel like everything's going to be okay, but they can't see how it's going to be okay. They can't see how something's going to get to a certain point or how it's going to work out in their life. And that is, I think, a big piece. So we need that to keep our spirits up to a certain extent. You know, again, that trusting is kind of joining into the co-creator relationship with God, divine, you know, whatever somebody's terminology is for that. And knowing that there's a, sort of all-powerful or a pure spirit there that is behind what's happening. And the knowing part is coming into, and the faith kind of helps us get to the knowing part a lot of times, because the knowing part is really settling into the lessons that we've already learned. And I talk about that a lot in the code journey, you know, what are the lessons you've learned along the way? And yes, we can look at things and say, oh my gosh, thank goodness we're not one of those people, say, like in the collapsed building situation or many other situations around the world. And yet, oftentimes when we're hit these hard challenges on our path, we need to learn how to tap into that knowing. And that really is coming down to, a lot of times, reviewing in your head, going through things in your heart and saying, okay, what do I really know about how spirit works? I know that spirit isn't going to take me out of anything unless it's going to put me into something better. Other things may throw us out, you know, trying to do it. When we look at these things, you know, there are these amazing blessings that are in it. And if we realize that the shifts and the changes, no matter how much they put us in shock or throw us for a loop or throw us, feel like we're being thrown off course or any of that, if we really get down to knowing spirit and if we really know what we have inside of us, then we know that everything's going to work out okay. And this is where we really strengthen that connection. And this is where we're called to kind of just go into the journey and to trust in that journey, to trust in that divine presence, to let God or the soul self or whatever that terminology again is that you want to use lead you through the process and work with you as a partner through the process. And I think that's really important, because when we keep that connection, that is our protection. That is our safety net. That is the thing that's going to see us through. And when we understand the way that spirit works, again, I would not have been looking at all of these other areas on my own if I wasn't forced into this position right now. And I really feel like, okay, this is like Jesse and Orly's and God's way of kind of coming in and saying, hey, you know, you got these other options out there. Maybe you need to look at some of these other spots around the state instead of just right where you are. You might like where you are, but, you know, there are some other options. And what I'm finding is there's possibly some very good workable options out there that could be more affordable for me. And, you know, meet my needs, meet my physical aspects maybe even more, you know, than, you know, definitely nourish my health more or things like that. So when we start to release into it and we hold on to that connection, it's a lot like becoming the eye of the storm. The eye of the storm is the only safe place in the storm. You know, if you've got a tornado or a hurricane, the eye of the storm is the safe place. And that calm energy, coming into that calm energy and going, okay, I know the lessons. I know that I can make this a positive situation. I know that if I rest into this process, I can have this amazing experience that is going to land me someplace great. And when I come into this knowing, when I come into that calm, and it's through that knowing I'm going to come to the calm, then all of the storm starts dissolving. And like with my experience right now, for example, I wasn't so much ready to just kind of be thrust into things as fast as I was. And the irony of that is always, we always think everything's moving so slowly, right? until we get thrust out there, and then all of a sudden it moves really super fast. And, you know, and yet here I am putting this kind of like tour of going to these expos and things like that together, and everything's just falling together beautifully in it. It's just like everything, yes, it takes work and it takes me doing stuff, but it's all falling together really beautifully. And it's just amazing. It's really amazing to watch. And I could sit here and I could be like, oh my gosh, there's all these things happening in the world, and am I going to be safe out there? And, you know, I haven't spent any time in a big city in a long time or things like that. Or I can just say, nope, I'm taken care of. And why am I taken care of? Because I know how I function. I know how I act. I know the integrity that I stand in. I know that I walk my talk. And it's because of that I'm going to be fine. So it doesn't really matter what goes down. I'm going to be protected. Wherever I go is going to be protected. And that's all I need to know. Simple as that.
Well, that's the beautiful thing about spirit, is it is very simple. It's not easy by a long shot. That's the flip side of the coin. And if we can reduce things to the least common denominator, and recognize that we're the ones that tend to complicate things. When we keep it simple, then we're in a place, as I see it, to be able to go with the flow rather than to be in a place of resistance. And I'm hearing that you are in a place of the flow and resistance, you know, what you resist persists, as the saying goes. And so there are a lot of I'm not sure quite how to express it, but spirit does work in mysterious ways. I guess that's the best way to put it. So I really enjoy what you had to say, and I really admire you for walking the talk, and standing in your integrity. We don't see a lot of that happening in the world these days, and it's really inspirational to talk to somebody that stands in their truth, speaks it, lives it, and you can be an example to many of us who struggle with that. And of course, to be human is to go into places of struggle at points in time. And I'm sure you've had some struggles along the way, or else your body would not have gone into nervous collapse like it did. Yeah.
Jessie put it through enough for many people.
Oh, God, did she ever. Yeah. So,
she went through enough for many, many people. And I always hope that my experiences, David, are going to be an inspiration for somebody else when they're down, because you're right. Spirit is simple, but spirit is profound. Somebody just kind of, they left that comment on my most recent video on YouTube and that I had done, and it's all about, you know, kind of embracing the challenges and things that we face and why that's really important to do. And it's so true that, you know, and there's so much in the simple that it just can bring you to life like no other. And the more we resist our experiences that are going on, the more we resist what we know we need to do or is the right thing to do, the harder things are going to get. Eventually, we're going to get thrown out of that situation one way or another. And it's always easier when you just become proactive and say, okay, I'm going to participate because I don't want to be beat up anymore in the process than I have to be. And again, it comes back to this knowing. You know, it's always about this knowing of how you're living your life. And that's something each of us has a choice, how we live our life, how we treat people, whether we're standing in this integrity. And, you know, there's no doubt I could have just said, oh, well, you know, I guess I'll stay here because it's the easiest thing to do when I have a certain amount of favorable codes here and blah, 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 and it's a good area and, you know, on and on and on. I could justify it all I wanted to. But is that really the right thing to do? And it's, again, amazing when we're really willing to step up and stand in that integrity and we're willing to face what scares us. Because I can tell you probably every thought ran through my human mind, like, I'm going to be in my vehicle all winter. I'm not going to find another place to live that's going to be in the cost of relatives or whatever. I went through my, you know, few hours of freak out and then I got past it. Because we all do. There's a shock factor to that. And your human self has to get past that shock factor. But then once you do, you can start to rest into it and say, man, I'm actually starting to get what I want. You know, I could sit there and reside in the devastation, but that's not going to do me any good. And that's something I know. That's a fact. But if I look at it and say, what are my opportunities? And Jesse did this a lot. What are my opportunities in this? Oh, now I have an opportunity to go this direction or try that thing, or I'm free and I can, you know, I can open this door up and I can open that door up. And the timing is always amazing when these things are happening. You know, when we're struggling the most sometimes, that's when we most have something to learn. And we may not fully grasp what the lesson is until we get past it. But if we embrace going through it, that's the amazing part of it. And that's exactly what I'm doing in this situation. And that's exactly what I encourage other people to do. Embrace what it's doing. Embrace what's happening. And find a way to make it work for you. So instead of staying stuck in a certain situation that obviously creating things that are not favorable for me, right? Because if I'm sitting here stressing over things, I can't focus, I can't concentrate, or whatever it is, that's not creating good energy for me. That's not setting me down a really favorable path. But taking this whole thing and embracing it and saying, let's do it. Let's go on the road. Let's go market the book right now. I'll get a chance. We'll go do it. And, you know, we'll see where I land. And the reality of it is, David, ever since Jessie came into Maine and ever since I stepped into this body after she came here, Maine has never let us down. The codes have never let us down. As long as we have stood in that integrity, as long as we have approached life with heart and we've looked at those possibilities and we've said, I'm going to seize the possibilities that are in this situation, it's never let us down. And we've done that in responsible ways. I want to add that because it's not about going out and recklessly saying, oh, let me go stay in $300 a night hotels and travel and luxury lifestyle, because that's not what I'm doing. And I want to make that clear. There'll be times I'm camping. There'll be times that, I book things, just so I can get a $60 or $70 a night room that's 10 miles away from where the event is. You know, things like this, that I'm approaching it in a practical, responsible way. And that's another huge, huge piece when we're going through these processes, because sometimes our human self wants something maybe more extravagant, or it can fall into that deprivation and that suffering aspect where it just kind of starts to freak out a little bit and it's like, I can't spend anything. So when you come into that moderate balance and you work with what you have, and even if you have enough to do a little bit more, you stay on the conservative side of it to give yourself some cushion for whatever else out there. Now you've set yourself in a favorable path. Now you've set yourself in a direction where the codes can work for you. This is what the codes are all about, is really embracing these processes, embracing these basic principles that are connected to like divine laws and divine principles and this way of living. And what you find is you're actually really abundant. You find that you have more than enough. Find that it's an exciting experience. And I could have just as easily gone into that despair space and crawled under a rock, and I probably, did at one point kind of want to, but again, I know that's not going to serve me. So I come into the excitement of it. And it's like, let's go. Let's do it. Let's embrace it. Let's see what shows up. And this is the spirit that turns everything around. And each one of us has that choice at any moment to embrace that spirit. We have a choice at any point, no matter how bleak or how dire something looks, to embrace the possibilities or to embrace the suffering. And you get to choose that. You can change course at any time you want to. But when you choose it and you choose it up front, then you just keep opening more and more doors that are going to bless your path. And I've seen it happen over and over and over again. So I really have no reason to believe that there's going to be anything but good come out of this situation. And I have sat down and really gone through things in logical processing as well as spiritual processing to look at this and say, look, I'm not in the same situation that Jessie was in when she got tossed out of her house years ago. I'm in a much better place than she was. And I have a lot more to work with. And so when we start to really reflect on these things and go, okay, well, what was it like in the past? Well, what's the difference now? And what are the choices I can make right now to change the outcome or to put me on a more favorable path? When you start realizing this, you realize how much power and how much control you have over your own life, even when you don't know what's going to happen, even when you don't have all the answers, even when you don't have the destination. And in these points in time, David, more and more we're not going to have that destination, or we're not necessarily going to be able to plan for 5 or 10 years out, and we've got to embrace the journey that we're in.
Well, you have said more than a mouthful. There are a lot of different thoughts and expressions that come to mind. Picking and choosing your battles is one of them. And acceptance, I think, is another strong theme that runs throughout what you've been saying. And I mean it not from the standpoint of accepting less than, but accepting that there is a lesson in everything that's learned, being grateful for whatever the blessings are, because a lot of them are hidden blessings. When you go through a tremendous period of transition, I can feel unsettled, and I have felt unsettled, but then I've come to see that there are always options. There are miracles waiting for me if I just put one foot in front of the other. I have a brain. I can use that. I am I'm a spiritual being who can access spiritual knowledge. I remember my past and what I have gleaned from it and what my strengths are. I mean, there's so many different things to be grateful for and to tap into when you're in a situation where you just don't know what's going to happen next. And that's the case for everybody at some point in their lives, and some people face it many times. Life is not easy, but again, it comes back to putting one foot in front of the other and trying to simplify things and not figure everything out necessarily. Just think with your heart and go to spirit. We don't have a lot of time left on. Is there anything that you would like to say that can be said in 5 minutes or less?
Well, I think, David, I just really want to remind people that the harder the challenge you're in, the more it makes you feel like you want to break down or you're hitting those breaking points, the bigger the breakthrough you're on the edge of having. And to remember that as we go through this process of life and being here and the different cycles and our growth in our spiritual processes and our path, we're going to have to leave some things behind. Things are going to change. And the change is not the bad part. Matter of fact, we should be getting really excited when we're in those really high intense periods, because that's when we're making our biggest breakthroughs. And that's when we're shifting and ready to be victorious over the challenges that have been there for maybe a long time in our life. And these are very, very powerful points for us. And we don't want to give up on that. And the more that we feel like giving up or breaking down, the closer we are. And it's so worthwhile to break through. It's so worthwhile to just center into yourself and to just know that alignment, to just feel that alignment all the way through your body, head to toe, toe back up to your head, and to just love that whole process. Because even the really hard pieces are pieces for us to love. They're pieces that are sharing information with us. They're pieces that are opening amazing doors that are there to help us move on towards that stronger and stronger and stronger connection. And so I just encourage people, don't give up. When you're feeling the challenges, when you're feeling tired, let yourself rest. Take the breaks. Go into stillness. Just observe a sunset, whatever it is for you. But don't give up, because you're in a powerful space, and that energy is there and available for you to use, and it's beautiful. And when you break through it, you're going to be standing in a place going, I don't even know why I threw any kind of a fuss in many ways, because it's just you're going to make that breakthrough, and it's going to be incredible. And all you have to do is know that you can do that, and you can, even without knowing the details.
One of the things that I'm hearing in between the lines is how important it is to take care of yourself, and that when I'm in a place where I trust that my better outcome is on its way, I necessarily have to let go of the anxiety, experience it. Yes, I don't want to discount that. I'm a human being. I have different feelings and reactions, and I need to acknowledge that. I need to sit with it, let it go, and try not to be in so much of a reactive place as in a place of acting along. But I just was thinking about the importance of self-care, especially when one is going through a stressful time. To me, I really need to treat myself with as much love and respect as I can when I'm going through a really challenging time.
Absolutely. And it's funny how when we're in those challenges, we most resist that self-care, and it's when we most need it. And it's amazing how that even 15, 20, 30-minute break to just sit, like I said, sit in stillness, watch a sunrise, watch a sunset, sit on the ocean shore, whatever your environment is, go for a walk in the woods, whatever it is, can just make all of the difference in the world and being able to deal with something. And we get this mindset that I can't do it, I don't have time. But if you do it, everything else starts to fall into place easier. And that self-care helps your human self to stay on board with you and to stay connected.
Well, and the time that remains, and I thank you so much for everything you brought to the show today. You really, as I said, you're an inspiration to me. But I wondered if you'd like to talk a little bit about the code connection and what that can do to help people. If you'd like to take the opportunity, we can go a few minutes over. I'd like you to be
okay.
able to talk about that.
Yeah, I'd love to. The Code Journey work, it's a book that I put out every year. I put out a new edition for the year because the influences change every year. I'm very excited to say that the 2022 book is getting out on time this year for the first year ever. And I'm so excited about that. It's available to wholesalers, so they will be able to get it as a wholesale option. Again, my website is CompassionCodes.com, and that's the links to get you directly to the one that you want is on that page, and you can go in through there for both wholesalers and retailers. The information is on there. So look for the 2022 book to be coming out somewhere around late August, early September, depending on whether it's for a wholesaler or a retailer. And this book is a personal journey. We're all going through the shared experience, but at the same time, we're all having our personal journeys. And so it's going to open these doors. It's going to unwind your mind from a lot of the worldly programming, and it's going to get you back connected to what your spirit resonates with and resonating with truth of who you are and the soul self and coming into compassion with yourself and others. And it's really about helping you go through life, understanding what the currents are, because I feel like when we understand what the currents are, it goes a long way to being able to operate with foresight and to be operating in strength and in these choices. And it gives you that little piece to focus on so that you know where to put your energy and how to be in the flow of the day without telling you exactly what to do, because you need that flexibility to take that base concept or that base energy flow and fit it into your life. And this work is going to grow with you.